Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So before we kick off, I always say that before.
What's wrong with your voice? Did you have a big weekend? Easter weekend.
Does it sound groggy?
Sounds like you just got absolutely smashed all weekend.
No, why would you think that I got really drunk?
Well, didn't you get really drunk on Friday?
Did I get really drunk on Friday? No, I didn't get that drunk on Friday.
Didn't you? You looked sounded
quite
drunk.
Oh, we had a meeting.
You sounded quite drunk on your stories.
Did I? What stories was I doing?
Your Instagram stories.
I sounded...
You're like, Soviet.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. You're like, hey, Soviet, you're going to take out rubbish.
No. What? I was just getting drunk by myself at home and then telling him to take out the rubbish. Sounds like I'm an abuser.
Yeah, that is kind
of... Take out the rubbish.
What you are. I mean, but the question was, did you have a good weekend? Did you have a good Easter weekend?
Do you know, I had an okay Easter weekend. Because also, I've done this diet, right, where I can't eat dairy. So, and chocolate is just not as good.
You know, chocolate, like, but you don't have to have dairy chocolate.
Yeah, but it's not as good, buddy.
No,
that's
no.
My point. Unless there's dairy.
There is coconut milk chocolate, which is actually, I think, even better.
Sorry?
Coconut milk chocolate. Doesn't have any dairy in it.
Coconut milk chocolate.
Yeah, it's called Umbar. It's called Umbar.
Is it? Shout out to Umbar.
Umbar. Actually, to be honest, like, this is not an ad, but they're delicious. And if they do want to send us some free chocolate, we will talk about it. Sorry, not free chocolate. We'll pay for it. It's that good.
Yeah. If you send us some stuff... And pay us, we'll talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I don't even... They haven't even sent me anything. I've always paid for it. I've always bought it. And I think it's delicious. And it's actually better than normal chocolate because there's no guilt.
What do you mean there's no guilt?
You know...
It's everything better when there's no
you
guilt.
Know, you, when you,
it's way better because there's
you know,
no guilt.
You know, Jamie, you know what guilt I'm talking about. When you've got explosive diarrhea from all the dairy milk you've been eating, that's the guilt.
Okay. What do you think is the most underrated chocolate out there, if you had to pick one?
Well, I mean, underrated, I'd say...
Underrated.
I always thought, like, Boost bars are pretty underrated.
Yeah, Boost bars.
Lion bars are also good, but you don't see them that much.
Delicious.
But...
Yeah, that's why they're underrated.
Yeah, Lion bars.
Tell you best chocolate. I think the best chocolate out there. Two chocolates which literally come in and say, fuck you to all the other chocolates... The mini eggs.
Yeah, no. But you know, also they're seasonal as well.
Oh, what do you mean they're seasonal? They're not seasonal.
You can only get them at Easter.
You can't get only mini eggs at Easter.
You can only get
not.
Like Cadbury cream eggs at Easter.
What? No, that's a
you
lie.
You can't get them all year round.
You must be able to
no,
get Cadbury's
they're seasonal.
Cream eggs.
Look at them. Google it.
Okay, I will. What? This is bonkers. Are Cadbury's cream eggs gluten-free? Are Cadbury's cream eggs seasonal? Okay, here we go. Cream eggs are available annually between the 1st of January and Easter Day.
Yeah, see? They're, it's not annually, like, all year. It's just between now and Easter, or January and Easter. So 3 months of the year.
We're really plugging some products today.
I didn't have any chocolate for Easter.
All right, bud. It's like you're just shouting things out. Didn't have any chocolate for Easter.
I had to come down to Guyana last minute.
Because what? Where's Guyana?
It's in South America.
Well, you had to escape the feds. What did you have to do?
I had to make a graceful exit.
To Guyana. Why did you have to go down to South America? Like, oh God, I have to get to South America. You have to cross the border.
It's crossing more than one border.
Yeah, I know. It's crossing. That's why you haven't shaved as well, because you were panicking and traveling so much.
No, it was a last minute business necessity, and I'm down here and
sounding worse. Was it some jiu-jitsu? Is that what you had to do?
No, it's not jiu-jitsu, no. No, there's no jiu-jitsu here. That's actually one of the downsides.
the where you are now, that there's no jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, there's no jiu-jitsu. Yeah, because I can't... I've got a tournament in 2 weeks. Next weekend, I got the Houston Open, so...
Shout out to Francis, by the way. If you haven't looked at his Instagram, he's been posting some jiu-jitsu stuff. He does a very elegant sweep at one point, which I...
Oh, yes. Which did you watch the whole thing?
Watched the whole thing, but liked it.
Which was the elegant sweep you were talking about?
You, when he was on top of you and you sweeped him and then reversed it and went back on top of him.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds really sexy. Yeah. That's basically what you did. You flip-flapped him.
I flip, reversed it. So you're going to start doing jiu-jitsu then?
No, I can't.
You've learnt the word sweep.
Yeah, but that's in my early days when I was doing jiu-jitsu. Look, you're distracting me because I haven't told you about my chocolate that I think fucks on every other chocolate. You're never going to... Yeah? There's two, apart from the mini eggs.
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
Milky Bar.
No, I'm not going to say that again. So you don't know what I'm going to say. You also said I know what I'm going to say.
Because you're kind of like the Milky Bar kid.
I do like white chocolate more than anything. That's not... You know there's no chocolate in white chocolate. There's no cocoa.
What is there? Sugar.
Yeah, sugar and milk. Anyway, drum roll, please. Give me a little drum roll for this.
Vanilla, probably.
To the listeners, my favorite thing about Francis is when he says something, so he'll say like white chocolate and you'll go no. He goes, well, no, he'll go, there's no cocoa in white
chocolate. Spit it out.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I says there's no cocoa in white chocolate. He goes, so what is it? And I go, milk and sugar. He goes, and then we start talking about something else and you'll go, probably vanilla, because you're still thinking about the last thing we were talking about. Anyway, give me a little drum.
I'm always one step behind.
That's it.
I mean, I'm always one step ahead.
It's all that traveling you've been doing. Okay, give me a drum roll. I'm going to give you the chocolates. You ready? Can't hear you. I think you've chopped.
I've not got much percussive.
Okay, fine. Here we go. I'm going to do it.
That's a purr.
It's not. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
What was that? Smarties and mini stars. Chocolate mini stars.
That's so basic.
What do you mean that's basic?
Smarties.
Yeah.
I don't like peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, they're the most... Peanut M&Ms are
way better than Smarties.
They're the most sold confectionery in all of America, peanut butter M&Ms.
Well, and I think I single-handedly account for about 30% of the market.
You think you eat 30% of peanut butter M&Ms?
All peanut butter M&Ms. But that's why I have to do so much jiu-jitsu to burn off all
to burn them off. Hello, all you private parters. Welcome to our bonus episode. Sorry we haven't said hey to you yet. Hope you're having a lovely Wednesday or Thursday, whenever you're listening to this. As always, Frankie, on the podcast, what we... like to do is we like to read some reviews, and I got sent a very funny review, which I'm going to read to you. Ready for this?
Yeah.
It's an Amazon review, 5 stars, on March 23rd, 2014. The title is Go Green Baby, and it's by Dash Deman. It's a review about a Power Ranger costume.
Yeah.
And this is what he says. This costume right here, son, is baller level. Like, you're not even prepared for the level of baller you will be elevated to when you put on this costume. You're going to want to start fighting monsters and playing flutes to summon Zors. While you're looking FAF in this, You're going to be
teleporting. What is FAF?
I don't know. You're going to be teleporting to Zordon and Alpha 5 so you can chill up with them in the secret Power Ranger base. The only complaint I have is it didn't come with Tommy's pin status ponytail.
What? Wait, where is this?
I'm reading it to you. The only complaint I have is it didn't come with Tommy's pimp status ponytail, but a real player can just sprout that bad boy. Honestly, that ponytail might even be too much because an amateur player might not be able to handle the amount of pink rangers that would be flocking to your fine-looking self in this costume. So, in conclusion... If you're looking for a Power Ranger costume and you don't want to be basic and be on that red or blue BS, you go green, baby.
Wait, well, I want to see that. I loved the Power Rangers.
Oh, my God. It's just
Do you know, I had a Power Ranger costume, but I was red.
You were red?
Tom, did you have a Power Rangers costume?
Yeah, but I liked the white Power Ranger. That was my favorite. I like the white one.
Really?
Yeah, because he was like rare. He
was no.
Rare. Yes, he was rare, and he was on a surfboard or something like that. I just love the Power Rangers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
God, that review's good. I got another review as well that I'm going to read to you.
Wait, is it on Amazon?
Yes, it's an Amazon review. I've got another Amazon review. Do you want to hear this one?
Yeah.
This is called The Beef. It was May 23rd, 2019. 5-star review. Verified purchase. The bulk condom review that came with a life lesson. So it's a review. Be sure you really need 60 condoms before you buy 60 condoms. That's the title. And it goes like this. So there are some great condoms, right? But I'm here to give you some life advice. This is an Amazon review. I bought these back when I was in a relationship with someone way out of my league. I figured after how long we'd been together that I should start buying it in bulk. So I buy 60 condoms and we keep getting on for a while until she dumped me. Now I have a drawer by my bed full of completely super flawless condoms. They sit there mocking me as I drunkenly cradle myself to sleep, cold and alone in my pathetic excuse of an apartment. Great product though, 10 out of 10.
How many did he get?
60. Well, I don't know. 60 condoms before you buy 60.
Who was it? So there was someone, when my first year of university, there was someone in my year at the halls who we found out that he had bought, he was like this guy that you just wouldn't, it's not like you know, not to do him down or anything, but he's just not, he didn't strike you as a Lothario.
Yeah.
But he came so prepared. He had like,
loads
he had
of
like giant, massive family value pack of condoms.
He was like, I'm going to get laid.
Yeah.
I'm going to get
well,
laid.
Well, I mean, I guess he kept, you know, he hoped for the best, prepared for the worst, I suppose.
What do you mean preparing for the worst? What worst could possibly happen?
Well, you know, unexpected pregnancy.
Oh, there we go. True. That is something that you have to prepare for. That is very true.
Is it? How do you deal with it?
Oh my God. No, I went to this party when I was 14 years old and I took a condom with me and I showed everyone and everyone freaked out. I was like, why is everyone freaking out? It is quite weird for you to go to a 14-year-old
you took
party.
You took a condom with you?
Yeah, I took a condom with me.
And you put it on at a party?
I didn't put it on. I just took it with me to show everyone because I was like, hey.
Oh, because that was after you'd done your posh wank. So you thought like...
It wasn't after I'd done my posh wank.
Well, you took a condom with you just in case?
Yeah, just in case I got lucky.
But why did everyone freak out? Were you asking?
Because we were 14. We were 14.
But were you like, look what I got?
Yeah, I was. I was proud of it. I was like, hey, look at this. Look what I got. They're like, what?
Just in case.
Just in case, man.
Were you like, look, hey, mate, come with me to the bathroom and I'll show you something.
At the same party, my friend Claudia got pushed over in the portaloo. She came out and she had poo down her leg.
I thought you did that.
Yeah. I pushed her over in it.
Oh.
I pushed Claudia over in it, yeah.
Was it bad? Did you tell her it was you?
No, I didn't tell her it was me. And then I got sent, and then the person whose birthday it was, her brother strangled me. Like, we started laughing at him. He grabbed us by the neck. And then I nearly got sent home. They phoned my mum up to say to come get me, and my mum was like, I can't come get
her. What had you done? What did you do?
I didn't do anything bad. I pushed someone over.
You pushed over the portaloo?
Yeah, which I thought was funny.
Oh, what? And then he held you up?
And then he held me up because I was laughing at him. Yeah, he didn't like it.
Yeah,
it was a bad one. So every single week we give a listener of the week who gets a limited edition private parts mug sent out to you. And because you sent in a funny story, a review, anything at all that we actually laugh at, we giggle at, Frankie's got the review this week from, I don't know who it's from, Frankie.
What is Frankie? Why are you calling me Frankie?
I don't know. I've never called you Frankie.
No,
why am I calling
you
Frankie?
I don't know if I ever get called Frankie, but...
Why am I calling you Frankie at the moment? I've known you for years. I've never called you Frankie.
Yeah, I think you called me once and then suddenly it's like now a thing.
Well, I quite like
but
it.
But it's not a thing. I don't like it.
Why don't you like it? Why don't you like it?
I don't like Frankie.
What about Frank?
Frank's fine. Whatever you want. Franklin. Frank the Tank.
All right. You know. All right, Frank. So why don't you...
Frankie sounds like...
My ex-girlfriend.
Frankie.
My ex-girlfriend. But
yeah, it's true. Maybe that's what it is. You feel...
I need to talk about that. Okay, why don't you read... Like, this is our... So our list of the week... goes to the wonderful Louise, and she had a review that she sent us. So, Frankie, why don't you read the review?
A one-star review.
Yeah,
it's all about strawberry lube.
Uh-huh.
Strawberry flavored lube.
Yeah, and what did she say?
Is the review? It said, "Well, one of them's 4 stars. I ran out of strawberry jam, and so I used this to put on the kids' rice pudding. They couldn't tell the difference, and they're pretty intelligent."
It's genius.
Then 5 stars from Corey Bampton Ford, Sandwich Heaven. Excellent sandwich spread. Mother-in-law loves it. And then there's one, that's for sweet strawberry. And then there's 5-star review for the very cherry flavor, which is a verified purchase. I love the taste of this stuff. You can even put it on your cornflakes. This is lube.
Yeah, this is lube. What else?
And then there was a 1-star review, which is a verified purchase for the sweet strawberry lube. Girlfriend hated this, said it was like sticking jam up there.
Louise, we love that so much. So we're going to be our listener of the week. So you're going to get a limited edition private parts mug. If you want to be in contention to be our listener of the week, all you've got to do is send in some funny stories, some reviews, anything at all, to our DMs at Private Podcast, or send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. And you can be, like Louise, our listener of the week. We also have a lovely little message from you guys, which you want to read out. It is from HBT, says, big fan of the podcast, and as you always say to message in with stories, Jamie, this one is for you. My fiancé refers to the biscuits in our house as the Jamie Langs. Do we have any Jamie Langs? Where are the Jamie Langs? Needless to say, we are big McVitie's fans, especially the Christmas selection packs, I have to buy several a week to keep him happy. He'd be chuffed to bits to get a mention on the podcast for his love of biscuits, so please give a shout out to Sam Tucker. Thanks a million, Haley. Shout out to Sam Tucker, Frankie.
Hey, Sam. Big shout out. Big, a lot of love out to you and your... fiance.
Just stumbled over that whole bit. A lot, a lot, a lot. A lot of love out there. We also, very coolly, we've been talking about donating some money to amazing charities and causes.
We're talking about making an anonymous donation.
Yeah, we're going to make an anonymous donation. But we have a great sum of money. I think it's close to $4,000, which we have that we want to donate this month. And we're going to.
But we want to be discreet about it, so we want to just keep it on the DL.
Yeah, yeah. So make sure you don't tell anyone. But we said we were going to announce it this week. We're actually going to delay it one more week because we've got some more nominations and suggestions that have come through that we want to check out. So we're just making sure. But we just had one sent through, a voice note, which I thought I would play and give a shout out. It goes into the ideas and so the thoughts that we could donate to these guys. But this is a great one. And this is from Abs, who said this.
The Red Lipstick Foundation support people who have lost someone to suicide. I lost my sister to suicide, and the lady that set up the Red Lipstick Foundation lost her twin daughter to suicide. They support bereaved families, and they are absolutely amazing. Their work is brilliant.
Oh, how great is that?
Oh, it sounds nice.
That's the type of stuff that we love. It's just incredible, right? It's the Red Lipstick Foundation.
It's even nice just to hear about all these new charities that, you know, maybe small and
yeah.
and haven't got the publicity that other bigger charities might be able to garner. So it's nice to actually shed light on, you know, small organizations doing good things.
That's exactly it, Frankie. So we want to give them a shout out. As again, if you have any recommendations, please send them through to our Instagram at Private Podcast or email us them, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Send in your suggestions. And next week, I promise you, next bonus episode on the Wednesday, we are going to be telling all of you who we have chosen and giving the money to. And we actually might give them a call, which would be quite fun. I think it'd be great to give them a call and be like, hey, by the way.
The charity?
Yeah. Tell them we're going
to... Just say, we just wanted to make an anonymous donation.
You're on our podcast, Private Parts. But we're totally anonymous, so don't worry about it. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a nice thing that we're doing, Frankie. We're giving back. And we're helping, as you said, these charities, which some people don't know about.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. I mean, I think we should do more.
We are going to do more. We're going to make it a monthly thing, so...
Yeah? Okay, great. All right. So a lot of love to you guys out there. I hope you had a lovely Easter weekend, a lovely and holy weekend, seeing your family and, you know, thinking about Jesus rising. And, you know, just have a lovely week and keep God in your hearts.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's all you really, really need, I think.
Just God in your hearts. That's all you need.
Keep God in your hearts. Yeah.
All right, big guy. Great way to end the podcast. Hey, everyone. I'm going to be back on Friday for another episode. Can't wait to see you then or hear you then or speak to you then, whatever it may be.
See you later.
As always, get in contact with us. contact@privatepartspodcast.com.
Alligator.
Or send us a DM with your stories, anything at all. We want to read it out. And yeah, that's what we want to do. So, all right, team. Love and leave you. We'll see you on Friday for another episode. For now, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.